Sebastian Co Co Co. It's not a bad little record, that at all, and it grows all over you, and it's going to do very well for him. I hope it does too.
Yeah.
sort of innocent rubbish that's lovely to hear when you're out on the Costa del Blanco or drinking your ouzo after a day on the beach. Real mindless music. The Gombe Dance Band. It's not a badass sound at all. It's called Seven Tears. Traffic is extremely heavy still, moving very slowly throughout the city of Dublin. And just to warn you again, pedestrian lights outside the Crumlin Shopping Centre have been causing some problems right through the afternoon, so avoid them if you can. Queen Street Bridge, that area moving quite well again. Traffic lights were out earlier, but moving reasonably well. Cork traffic is still quite heavy, but we're glad to say it's moving fairly well too. 16 minutes past 5 o'clock.
And it's breakfast time on the green. What a tasty way to start the day. From 7.30 in the morning, the Swiss Chalet restaurant on St. Stephen's Green, Dublin, serves you a delicious, set-you-up-for-the-day breakfast. Hit town before the traffic, park at your leisure, pick up a paper, and into the Swiss Chalet for the real taste of a bright new day.
Good morning.
And of course, the Swiss Chalet is open for lunches too, at the Galleria Stephen's Green and in Stillorgan.
We like to see the smile on your face.
What you want me to do, I'll do.
Tonight I'm gonna love you.
Knowing that I'm making it good to you. I'll keep on through, cause I know how to use.
Right here with you, that's the same.
Oh, baby,
I've got something new to show.
Tops and the brand new single called Tonight, I'm Gonna Love You Forever.
So we're going on a summer holiday to make our dreams come true for me and you. Sun shines brightly. We're going where the sea is blue. We've seen it in the movies. Now let's see if it's true. Mm-hmm. love me. There's a song to be sung, and the best time is to sing it while we're young. Once in every lifetime comes a love like this. And a young heart shouldn't be afraid.
Two singles taken from a new 12-pack set. Comes in a nice little box as well. From Cliff Richard, The Young Ones, and before a song called Summer Holiday. It's coming up now to 1:30. We join Anne Doyle back at the studios for news and weather.
Gerard Tuche has been remanded in custody by the Special Criminal Court on charges of conspiring to cause explosions in England and with having explosive substances. English police are carrying out a big search of lock-up garages in Southampton for IRA explosive stores. The IUC have recovered the body of Seamus Morgan, aged 24, who was shot dead by the Provisional IRA because they said he was an informer. Five people accused of assassinating President Sadat of Egypt have been sentenced to death. The B&I ferry Connacht left Dublin this morning on a trial run for its proposed new service to Holyhead, due to start on Monday. The venture is being opposed by British Rail sealing workers. And the weather forecast, cloudy at first in Leinster with rain in places, otherwise bright spells and scattered showers. Rather cold tonight with ground frost, and there's a warning of southerly gales.
Thank you.
That's music from Tight Fit and a song called A Lion Sleeps Tonight.
Okay.
Many, many years ago when I was 23, that's a long time ago, I was married to a widow. She was as pretty as could be. This widow had a grown-up daughter, sandy hair and red. My father fell in love with her and soon the two were wed. This made my dad my son-in-law, which changed my very life. My daughter was my mother because she was my father's wife. And to complicate the matter, even though it brought me joy, I soon became the father of a bouncing baby boy.
What about that then? Yes. Brendan, thanks a lot for coming in and talking to us. I tell you what, will you read that one to me then? Read a couple of those.
Okay. Shut up, you little pup.
Who's the matter, Ringo? I want to do this. Eugene Lambert is here with Finnegan. I'm going to knock Finnegan's block off when I get my hands on him. For Paul and Jan and Dennis Nolan and Minch's granny. From Ian and David in the horse show. Is this the horse show or the motor show?
The motor show.
Well, then it must be a horse motor or something like that. This one here says, this upside down. Will I read that one?
Do that one.
It's upside down. Please play a request for Dirty Grace. Hey, that's a coincidence. Leslie, Yvonne, and all the folks from the place. What is
the
it called?
Yeah.
The Prue.
The Prill.
The Prue. Willie, Mal, and Nigel. Thanks.
I think that's a relation of yours.
It must be, actually. We're related through drink.
We'll finally mention Niamh Doyle here for County Wexford from B.O. Hare here. Can we have a nice round of applause for Brendan Grace, please, for dropping into us? Okay, let's get back to music at this stage. Single from ABBA called Head Over Heels.
We used to listen to him all the time when we were Colton. Oh, shucks, Mary Lou.
Say my dear Radio 2 with Michael McNamara.
Saturday, if you ain't tuned in to Mickey Mouse.
He's hotter than Rocky Raccoon.
I'll be my way.
Well, of course, they don't call a whim away nowadays, but there you are, tight fit on that one, doing very well for them indeed. And we were playing that especially for Derek Duncan, to see when they came in with a bashing her belt there on him. Derek Duncan, who is 5 years old today, and could you please say his name out loud? Derek Duncan, there again, as he'll be waiting all morning, and I'd like to say hello to Molly McCorkill as well, of Main Street, Castlefin, County Donegal. And this comes from Marion and John and Marisa and Alana, all there for Gallon View for Ban County Offaly. And finally, it was for Mr. and Mrs. Michael Quigley from Doon, County Limerick, for their wedding anniversary. And it's best wishes and every good wish for the future from Jimmy, Ben, Richard, and Josephine. Just a reminder, you're listening to RTE Radio 2 on medium wave and VHF. And now it's news and weather from Derek Davis.
An American oil tanker has exploded and sunk in the North Atlantic about 800 miles east of Bermuda. 9 seamen are feared to have died and 16 have been rescued. There's a threat of further disruption at the port of Holyhead when the new B&I service starts tomorrow. Bishop Eamon Casey of Galway has set up a £3 million fund to help finance the country's first interest-free church and school building programme. The independent Dublin deputy, Mr. Tony Gregory, has been meeting the Fianna Fáil leader, Mr. Haughey, again this morning. And Pope John Paul is to visit Fatima in May on the first anniversary of the attempt on his life. The weather forecast, mainly dry with good sunny spells, but cloud with outbreaks of rain will extend from the west this evening and tonight. And there's a warning of southerly gales.
Radio 2.
From across the street, got in my nose. Yeah, we carried our letters down the street with the wrought iron gate rose. I went home and listened to Jimmy Rogers in my lunch break. At the shop on the corner and went straight back to work. Oh, Sam was up on top and I was on the bottom with the bee. We went for lemonade and Paris buns at the shop and broke the tea. Watch out. Out. I was blowing saxophone on the weekend in a down joint. What's my life? I'll have to be cleaning windows. Take my time. I'll see you when my love grows. Thank you.
What happened to that funny One you all know and love, that's Neil Sedaka, and happy birthday, Sweet 16.
But she knows all these, falling in love so desperately. Honey, I was your hero, and you were my leading lady. We had it all.
Growing old, but his blood runs through my instrument. leader of the band.
My brother's lives were different, for they heard another call. One went to Chicago, and the other to St. Paul. And I'm in Colorado, when I'm not in some hotel. Living out this life I've chose, and gone to know so well.
At 12 midnight, we join Don Coburn now for a news summary.
Up to a short time ago, the B&I ferry Munster was still blocking access to the Wanlera harbour by the British Rail car and passenger ferry St. David. The action is over the refusal of port workers at Holyhead to allow in the B&I ferry Connacht earlier in the day. The St. David is carrying 257 passengers and 47 cars. Among those on board is a party of about 78 schoolchildren from St. Mary's Rathnines who are in Wales for a rugby weekend. Union sources say the blockade of the port will continue until B&I is given access as agreed to Holyhead. Sealink workers at the Welsh port fear redundancies as a result of the next B&I service. And a report just in says that St. David is heading out to sea after making another unsuccessful attempt to enter the harbour. Train services in the north were cancelled tonight after telephone warnings that bombs had been planted at 6 points on railway lines. Two bombs exploded on the line near Lisburn Catiantrum, damaging the track and nearby houses. A police spokesman said damage to the line was severe and train services between Belfast and Dublin could be affected for some days. Police said there had also been warnings of bombs at Bangor, Derry, Rathcoole and Catiantrum and at Newry. A later report says some of the disrupted rail services have been restored. The Ord Coiler of Sinn Féin, the Workers' Party, at a meeting tonight decided who the three deputies should vote for in the election for Taoiseach. The decision is to be announced by Deputy Joe Sherlock in the Dáil. The Labour Party's Administrative Council has also been meeting to consider its strategy in the new Dáil, and the meeting was still going on up to a short time ago. A deputation from the official unionists met for an hour and a half with the Northern Secretary, Mr. Pryor, tonight. The party leader, Mr. Molyneux, said no progress was made, and he was not hopeful of a successful outcome to the British government's latest initiative on devolution. There has been a slight improvement in the unemployment situation. Latest figures show the number out of work at the end of February was more than 900 down on the total for the previous month. The weather forecast, scattered showers near northern and western coasts, otherwise dry, clear and cool, with ground frost.
I think of you and I, my love, think of you and I. And when I hear